This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are joined by Jennifer Koffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, as we discuss the case against Brian Koberger. And as we were talking just the other day, Jennifer, should the judge find a reason to dismiss and that Anne has some sort of grounds on biased grand jurors, evidence being inadmissible, lack of evidence, prosecutorial misconduct, so that they do find something along those lines and that there is grounds to dismiss, that doesn't necessarily mean that suddenly Koberger walks, correct?
No, he still sits in jail based on the probable cause that was decided upon by the judge pursuant to the initial criminal complaint. And what would happen is there would be another grand jury convened, and whoever was not done correctly would be done correctly in the new proceeding. In other words, if there was a particular bias disclosed, they would look to make sure that bias didn't exist on the new grand jury with the new grand juror.
Be very interesting to watch and see exactly what happens with all of this. The judge also has given Koberger's attorneys 3 more weeks to submit the evidence on that alibi. That's coming up here September 8th for that hearing. Again, we're waiting for that sort of alibi. If they're going to use it in court, do you think we're actually going to see something more detailed again than he likes to drive around and was in the general area?
I don't think so. Based on the fact, I don't think they have anything. And I do think also, if they did have something, they would have already presented it, you know, and that would have been my point the minute my client was locked up. I would want to submit any reasonable and actual alibi so that my client wasn't sitting in jail for, you know, months and months. But they're, I just don't think they have it, Tony.
Yeah. What was your opinion the other day, the expert witnesses that were brought in by the defense in the hearing that took place discussing whatever motions they had that day? I'm getting mixed up on what actually was being argued that day. I know DNA was certainly on the table to be discussed, and they had some interesting folks come in, including a biologist and another expert in the area.
Right. So they had 4 witnesses. And that whole situation played out so odd. First of all, the defense kind of ambushed. They specifically said, you know, they didn't provide CVs for these individuals, I think some of them at all, but certainly not until the night before. And, you know, the prosecution brought that up. But in the abundance of caution, this judge is going to allow a lot of leeway. He doesn't want to get whatever happens overturned. And he's, you know, going to give them a lot of leeway in these types of things. So in other words, what happened was they weren't expecting those 4 witnesses. They were tendered late. And then the prosecution said, you know, time to invoke the rule, meaning the other witnesses need to get out so they can't hear what the witness on the stand says. And Ann Taylor says, where are they going to go?
Yeah, I saw that.
That was so ridiculous outside the courtroom. Mm-hmm. And then she said, but there's media. You know, there's media. I mean, these are professionals. These are expert witnesses that I would think have experience with dealing with the media, which is just ignoring them or not saying anything. Mm-hmm. So that whole situation seems so controlling to me by Ann Taylor. It was really odd to see the personality of her come out. I just found it very odd. And then, of course, now the new bombshell, right, that one of the experts, Vargas, has apparently contacted other experts in the field and recanted part of her testimony. And furthermore, said, again, this is according to what was tendered at the hearing, that she didn't even read at least all of the, you know, the information that mm-hmm. she signed and declared, the declaration. That's big.
Why? It just seems very bizarre, that one. It's why come on as an expert witness, number one, and then if you're going to go and make a statement like that or not do what you were hired to do to the best of your ability?
It's very odd. You know, the FBI then, once the prosecution team learned of this, they sent the FBI and interviewed Ms. Vargas. And apparently, at least according to what was stated in court by the prosecution team, that they have statements and that she's recanted part of her testimony and further said she didn't read the entirety of the declaration that she made. I mean, it's complete suicide as an expert witness if you ever want to get called again.
Yeah.
I can't imagine any excuse for either saying something on the stand that you now are reneging or if you signed something that you didn't read that didn't contain your expert opinions. So the whole thing is extremely unusual.
With Vargas doing this and walking away and making that sort of a statement, I mean, that is essentially the pool of expert witnesses that shallow for Koberger's defense. Obviously, there's a huge pool of expert witnesses out there on every single topic. But to get one that will actually agree that they want to work with your case and that they have something of value to give, is that just slim pickings for them? And that's how you end up with an expert witness displaying this kind of contact?
I think you hit the nail on the head. When you look at the four, they called an attorney who just has experience, you know, litigating cases involving DNA. They have someone on the payroll that they specifically brought on their defense team to, you know, that is an expert in DNA, you know, legalese and evidence. So I thought that was odd that they had him on the stand to say precisely what other members of their team could say, including Ann Taylor, really. Then they brought on, you know, a botany PhD who is a self-purported, you know, self-taught DNA expert. That was odd. And then they had two DNA experts. Vargas was one, but now she's recanting. I agree with you. There are so many in the field, but you know, you have to find people that are willing to take your position if you're going to put them on, and they might not be able to find anybody really credible.
I mean, at this point, I was almost like waiting to see, and we have Samantha 42685 from TikTok. She's coming on here. She's been following this from the beginning, and she thinks you're innocent. She also really likes your smile. I feel like we're a step away from that.
Yeah, you know, just the fact that they wanted to call four experts really to, I guess, try to tell the judge, hey, listen, this is really important and we need it to, you know, make a determination regarding the genetic genealogy. I think that could have been argued without, you know, having four witnesses come forward, maybe one true genetic genealogy expert, but I'm sure it was slim pickings.
Yeah, without a doubt.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.